Okay. And the next one, this is from Art, and Art's from Marysville, Washington. It says, I received your email concerning losing distant network channels. I'm contacting my representative by phone and sending them an email. I have another question regarding this action. I'm living in my motor home and travel all over the U.S. I'm in my local neighborhood only about 3 months of every year. We cannot get the local networks as we travel. This is why it's so important for us to receive networks through the East and West Coast feeds. I hope this change does not affect those of us who travel in our motorhomes and are not in the local network.
Okay. Well, first of all, this change does affect you because we're no longer allowed to give you the New York and Los Angeles channels to your motorhome, even though under the law, you in fact are a legal customer to be able to receive distant network signals. So obviously you can't contact your cable company because they can't deliver a signal to an RV. So your real choices, you really have two choices there. All American Direct, who if you send in your, you have to send in your registration and paperwork, but in all likelihood you do qualify as an RV. In fact, I know as an RV owner you would qualify for a distant network, so you certainly could call them. And certainly DirecTV, our competitor DirecTV, is another alternative for you, and that's the only alternative that you would have as an RV owner, or to put up an offer. If you're lucky enough, when you pull in at night, you can put up an offer antenna and get a signal. That's your other option. Of course, you'll be able to receive all our other channels from Dish Network and that we talked about earlier, our basic channels, our premium channels, our super stations. It only affects your network channels, but I understand how that may be the most popular channels you watch.